Salutations, weary travelers. Take a seat in my humble tavern and rest your weary legs. Welcome to Fractured Role, a live tabletop role-playing game where your input helps mold our epic saga as our characters search for fame and fortune, while at various times bursting into improvised song. These so-called adventurers are embarking on a treacherous and glorious campaign in my land of Hith. This is the first episode, and our Dungeon Master will soon set the stage for the beginnings of our adventure.
Lucy, some mead for my friends!
Fractured Role, or Frole, as we like to call it, is ultimately made possible through the generous support of our patrons. You know who you are, our true followers. In every episode of Fractured Role, we will honor one of our patrons. So become a patron, and we will salute you. For this particular episode of Fractured Role, we want to honor our majestic follower, Austonian Knight. Adam, our patron, we salute you. When you become a patron, you will partake in bonus content, including our burgeoning and ever-growing library of improvised musical numbers from our campaign. We may even put out an album. Some songs are better than others, I must admit. And as a patron, you'll even get the chance to play some wonderful tabletop RPG with some of our cast members, virtually, of course. How, you may ask, does one become a patron and join our familia? It's simple. Go to patreon.com/fractured role. And one other thing before we begin, please like, subscribe, rate, share, do all the things a worthy adventuring companion would do on these social mediums. For this episode, our cast of characters are Marlon Webb as Baracus, Lana McKissick as Tolov Elvival, Eric Artell as Corian Bazalan, Jessica Lynn Verdi as Hawkwood Vindbolt, and our Dungeon Master, Matt Leishman. And of course, if you'd like to hear more about our main characters in this story, you can always go listen to our Fractured Role Characters podcast episode. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy. I give you the chorus of our theme song as we begin another episode of Fractured Role. By the way, we were figuring out some audio issues in these first episodes, so bear with us. It does get better.
Lucy, where's that mead?
Fractured Role.
Welcome everyone to Fractured Role D&D.
Yay.
Welcome.
We're here.
Harry Potter, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Star Wars.
Oh,
shit. So welcome.
Thank you.
Joining us, all of you. We're rolling dice here in the fantastical world of Hith. It's a world I've created, and hopefully we have a lot of fun playing in it. So before I get too much farther into describing the setting, I want to turn some time over to you guys to talk about who you are and who your characters are, so that we are at this stage one of setting the world. We need to know who you guys are. You're our heroes, so.
Wait, you want me to go first?
Eric, why don't you go first?
Hello, everyone. My name is Eric Artell, and my character for this journey in the land of Hith is Corian Bazalan, who is an ASMR bard.
That's a great name.
It is.
Thank you. That took a lot of thinking.
Really?
It did. Oh, it did. It actually did take a lot of
that's
thinking.
That's why.
I actually really like this name, and
it is
there
good.
Are reasons for this name, but I'm not going to tell you the reasons
name.
For this name.
I love this
name. Oh, I think it's a great name.
Bazalan?
Bazalan.
Corian Bazalan.
Corian Bazalan. Corian or Corin?
Corian.
Corian.
That's fantastic.
Corian. With a C. Corian with a C.
I got it. I
see, I will spell it for everyone.
It is. That's where it notes.
Okay. So tell us about Corian or not.
I'm an ASMR or an ASMR.
ASMR?
It depends on how. ASMR. I enjoy ASMR. Corian enjoys it. That's why he's a bard.
Got it.
Is because he enjoys ASMR.
Great.
He would if he were to.
He probably would.
He would probably watch a lot of ASMR on YouTube.
I like the soap ASMR.
He would watch a lot of ASMR on YouTube. And I'd be really, really great.
Okay. Is that excellent?
I appreciate you.
So tell us a little more about Corian.
Corian.
I just want to get it right, man.
How old are you?
It's not Korean, right?
Your 20s?
Well, no. ASMRs live for a long time.
I know, but.
Yeah. If you were to translate to human years,
what do you look like?
I'd be 23.
Okay.
So fair skin.
This is all canon. Whatever you say is canon.
Yes, exactly. That's why I don't want to give away too much.
Fair enough. Are you done then?
Yes, I'm done. Mm-hmm.
Shifting.
Hello. I'm Lana. My name is Tolov Helvivo.
I'm sorry?
Tolov Helvivo. Got it?
I got it.
I am a rogue drow. I am a youthful 75 Elfius.
Yes.
Oh. That's all I want to tell you.
That's so great.
I've also never played before, so I'm very excited to take this on.
Huzzah, Talada!
Yeah, that's awesome.
My name is Jessica Lynn Birdie. I'm playing Hawkward Binderbolt. I was discovered in the forest by a woman named Matris Mead. I'm a druid and a dwarf, and I have been taking care of her farm animals ever since she found me as a young dwarf. I don't know why my clan deserted me. I was too young to understand.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
That creates a lot of issues.
I'm sure it was an accident.
I'm sure it was.
But now Matris is dead. But that's okay, because life goes on. Mm. And I took care of her animals.
No!
I'm very fortunate.
Fractured role, therapy session.
We reused her body.
What?
We gave it back.
I'm sorry. You did what?
We gave it back to the earth. We put her body underneath the planted seedling. Yes. Sure.
And you eat the peaches from which her guts have gone through into the.
Don't be silly. The tree hasn't grown that quickly to bear fruit.
She just died.
How cruel.
I apologize.
So yeah, that's my character.
Great. Excellent.
Lovely.
Okay.
Marlin.
My name is Marlin, and I am playing Barakas, who is a tiefling warlock. Very, very dark past, but has a little bit of good inside him, so he wants to move on from that. He received a pendant around his neck from a higher being that gives him a lot of power. That he has a vision from that higher power, and he wants to seek the answers from that vision with that. What did I say?
you have a thing.
With your arcane focus?
Yes.
Yeah.
My pendant that I wear around my neck.
Don't ever lose it.
I will not lose it.
That would be trouble.
Then I lose my power.
It would be trouble.
Yes. Good to know.
Imagine having a pendant like that.
Is that good to know?
Great.
For what? I've been I have the answer.
What the answer? I'm losing a little piece of my soul every time.
It's worth it.
Kendrick has no soul.
That's totally right.
Okay, I'm Matt Leishman, and I am your humble dungeon master. And
humble.
I am everybody else in the game. So, no pressure, right? So, one thing you should know, everybody, we are playing D&D. We're playing 5th edition D&D, and this is a game that is dictated by rules, as we know. All RPGs are dictated by rules. Many of them, well, all of them, you'll find in a book. And most of them we will adhere to. Some of them we will not. Please don't get upset with us when you discover that we're bending a rule or breaking a rule or making our own way in this game, because that's one of the glories of D&D. We get to do that. We're free to do that. So just hopefully you're here for the ride, the fun of the ride. Let me talk about this world a little bit. The world of Hith is no longer governed by its goddess. And her name is Allonge.
Allonge.
Allon.
Allon.
A-L-O-N apostrophe J-E. Allonge.
Oh.
I know.
Allonge.
Allonge. Allonge.
Yes.
I say that to myself all the time. Are you named Alonzo?
Her essence still resides in this world. And it's manifested in various ways, not the least of which is the usage of her divine celestial power by her mortal children.
Ooh.
The people who live in Hith. Well, yes, all of the goodly races that we find on Hith.
Are her people.
Not all races there are goodly. Unfortunately, in her absence, what we find on Hith is a cadre of evil demigods who have stepped in. They rule much of the world through their faithful minions. They themselves were spawned from a great ancient battle between Allonge and her firstborn. So much of the world is dark, but there is hope. And that hope comes in the form of heroes who persist through the mire and the muck of Hith. And maybe you four are some of those heroes. We'll see. But that's what we're here to find out, I guess. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get light again, because that just got a little weird. Specific setting, you four. You have found yourselves in the town of Renfeld. Actually, not even quite a town. It's a village. It's a farming village. And this village is very economically successful. They have a lot of success with their farm. They have there's a river nearby. They have mild success even with their fishermen. A big deal for this town is that they have a new mill. The mill is important to them. To them, it's a sign that they have been blessed as a community. We find ourselves in the town of Renfeld. You four are here, and you're all here for totally different reasons. And none of you know each other at this point. Corian, you are a bard, and in a nearby larger town, the town of Pite, there is a very well-known bardic school, a university. You were enrolled there.
I was,
I was a student.
You were kicked out of there.
I was, yes.
Yes, yeah. For reasons which you can share later.
I shall.
So you are on your way out of the region, and as a stopover, you found yourself in Renfeld. Varrakis, you are also in this town. You don't know why you're here. Your patron, who you can keep to yourself if you wish. I love it. Your patron has given you a vision, and that vision has directed you to come to this podunk little farming village.
What are you calling podunk? Not my town.
It's maybe better to me.
Toloth, you are in this town. In this world, drow are generally distrusted. They are an exiled race of elves that live underground. You are not underground. You are a skilled thief, and because you have proven yourself to some small degree in the thieving arts, you are being pursued by a thieves guild. Whether or not you want to join them is up to you. And we have Hawkward. That might be my favorite D&D name ever.
What? Why?
Because it's really creative.
Oh, I'm talking character.
Yes. Hawkward, you are also in this town. You were raised by a woman who is part of this farming community.
I've already told you that.
I know. I'm telling the world.
Understood.
Okay.
Sort of.
So you find yourself in the village. For whatever reasons, you find yourself in the village. You might be replenishing your groceries, your supplies.
I mean, I do grow my own produce, but sometimes I can't make brews very
with
well.
Auntie fertilizer.
Oh my goodness. And?
Wait, was it grandma?
My surrogate mother. She didn't want to adopt me formally.
So you're in town for typical reasons that you're in town.
Yes.
You've got friends in town.
Friends.
Are you still in a state of mourning over your adoptive mother? Let me backtrack just for a moment, because there are some unique things about our stream that I forgot to mention. So as we step away from Hith for a moment, viewers, you should know some things about our stream. There's some unique gameplay elements that we have here. We have a feature called Roll Call. At any point in the game, me or any of the players may announce Roll Call. It's a situational thing. They might be in a position where they're faced with a choice and they don't quite know what to do. They could say, I don't know what to do. Roll call. When they make that roll call, in chat, the first four people to type RC will be eligible to participate in the roll call. I roll a d4. The winning person then gets to dictate what happens next.
Within your discretion, probably.
Within reason. Yeah. You know, we're not going to make people pee their pants or anything similar.
Not in the game. It's PG.
Yeah, so within reason. That's roll call. So we have some tiers of donations. We have a $15 tier of donation. It's a viewer boon. You pay $15, and what you're doing is you will be gifting additional D6 dice to whichever player you choose. And they can use it however they need to use it to augment whatever roll. But they need to declare prior to making that roll that they are going to use it. And if they don't, they lose it.
Use it or lose it.
Use it or lose it. Another tier of donation is a $50 tier. And with a $50 donation, you will get a song sung to you by our resident bard, Corian.
That's right.
With my merry band.
Ah, you're
Corian. Oh,
well,
did they know that? Okay, all right.
Song for you that you can use as a ringtone.
And
I believe you'll have accompaniment as well.
Oh, wow.
So Corian has an accompaniment.
That's fantastic. And finally,
it's like an accompaniment, but
yes,
with lots of knees. Extra
right.
Knees.
Sure.
There's a four-legged wonder. He's a centaur.
Cool.
He smells like a centaur.
Can't wait to
not quite a centaur. That's
it.
And then finally, our top tier of donation is a $75 tier. And what the $75 tier will do is it will allow you as the viewer to force a fracture, to force the usage of the title of our game, A Fractured Role. One of our players has what we are referring to as a fractured soul. We don't know why he has it.
Oh,
but he has a problem. So he's one of the two guys.
Eric's going to lay the card on the table right now.
I have a fractured soul.
Good to know.
Eric's character.
So Audrey Hepburn is in soul.
Eric's character Corian has a fractured soul, and what this means essentially is that he is subject to being possessed by a spirit that lingers with him. And again, we don't know why this spirit lingers. And when that spirit manifests, then we will find out what exactly will happen. So $75 will instigate this manifestation of the spirit. This will also happen in-game. There'll be moments where I will dictate the fractured role. It could be in a combat situation. It could be in a physical challenge, whatever it might be. But there will be random times when the spirit will try to overcome anyone at the table, manifesting from Eric's cracked soul.
What if we don't meet him and we just like let him be?
Let him go on a journey.
His own
let
way.
Him go to sure a baseball game.
I'm not sure. No baseball.
So, and at the $75, they get to say who gets possessed.
They get to say who gets possessed by it.
This character.
Otherwise, if it's initiated in game by myself, it could happen to anybody. And you have to roll to see if you resist it or not. But we'll get there. It'll all become clear as we get there. So, now that I've ruined it and taken us out of the setting. Okay.
Back to Renfeld.
You're all in Renfeld.
Yes.
So, you two are sipping drinks. You in a very dark corner. Tolov, because you're hiding. You're carousing. And
well, I am talking to the maid behind the bar. She is very kindly... I think it is because I pay her.
You pay her?
Well, she sells me drink and I pay her.
Her name is Rose.
Yes, her name is Rose. She is quite like a rose.
Hawkward, so good to see you.
Rose, hello.
What's going on today?
The usual.
The usual.
Yes. Beer, please. Beer. Mead.
Mead. That's your usual, though. Mead, right?
Yes. Sorry, I thought I'd try something different.
Oh, good.
This is awkward now. I will leave. Goodbye, Rose.
That awkward. Man. You can always count on her for an awkward moment. Him. I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
I'll get there. So you walk away, and you find your table. Outside of the tavern, not too far away from the gate of this town. I'll describe the town. The town has no wall, but it has three main entryways, and each of them has a tower. It's a fairly well-fortified town. There's a good presence of a city watch. You two, Corian and Barakas, meet each other in the street. You see each other from afar. There's something unique about both of you. Neither of you are the type of people who are very often seen in this world. You with celestial heritage, Corian, and you with infernal, devilish heritage, Barakas.
Hmm. Corian, I just want to know who... You know my name. I've written it on my vest.
Yes.
I was performing last night and there were many people who were under the influence. Under the and it was difficult for them to read, so I wrote it. Just to tease them.
Under the influence, you say?
Yes, of alcohol and mead.
Alcohol?
Yes, Ruth hands out a lot of great alcohol. Ruth.
This is in the other town, Rose. And you are in the new
Rose.
Town now.
Rose. I've heard of Rose, who hands out lots of alcohol.
You must pay her.
I've never heard of this person. Do you know who runs this town?
No. No, I don't.
I'd really like to know what this town's mission statement is. What their goals are.
I'm sorry, what is that? What do you go by?
Baracus.
Baracus.
Does the little fire happen out of your mouth when you say that? How
many S's? Little steam that's coming out of your mouth with a S. Yeah, how many S's are there at the end of your name?
It's one, but I have a long, skinny tongue.
May I see it? Just a...
Shh.
Yep.
Yes.
It is long and skinny.
Yes, it is.
In the middle of this exchange, you two hear, from a good distance away, closer to the tower.
Oi! You two there! What are you up to? You look like a couple of troublemakers.
And this diminutive little armored halfling man comes walking up to you. He's got a spear in one hand.
What's going on here, eh? You making trouble? Especially you. You're a little freaky looking.
This is my friend Baracus.
I don't know you either.
Corian.
Do I need to call the watch captain?
No, I believe last night you were stomping your feet to the number that I was playing.
Hardly friends.
I was a little wobbly last night, that's right.
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah. It was you?
Remind me of your name again.
Oh, my name's Lyle.
Lyle, yes.
Thorngage.
Lyle, Lyle without guile, I was calling you last night.
Hmm.
What?
Was that a song? Yes. You don't remember?
No, not at all.
Yes. It was rousing.
Mm.
Yeah. Can we go ahead and forget the fact that you racially profiled me? Tell me.
Well, you are a warlock.
Yes, I am a warlock. A tiefling.
Tiefling?
So,
yeah, I've heard about you people.
It's not very common.
Tieflings.
Yes.
You know, not trying to hurt your feelings or anything, but, you know, I am part of the city watch, and I've got to make sure there's peace and order. And you know, you're not going to cause any trouble.
No, of course not.
You too?
No. Do I look like I would cause any trouble?
Roll me an intimidation check.
Ooh.
A d20 plus your intimidation
check. First roll.
Oh my god!
Is it a natural one?
It's a natural one.
Natural one!
You don't even get to add your modifier to that.
No, it's not. It's an automatic failure.
Really?
So,
that bodes well for our channel.
20 is an automatic success, and that's a big deal.
Okay.
A 1 is an automatic failure.
Wow.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shaking in my boots. Really. As long as you two don't cause any trouble.
Liar.
It sounded like, a moment there, it sounded like you called me liar.
Lyle.
As I look up at you,
I apologize for my friend, Baracus. I apologize before my friend. He's actually, I'm training him to be one of my co-performers. And I thought possibly you would find that funny. We thought you would find that funny, didn't we?
Yes. We thought you would find that funny.
Should I train him some more?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
He's terrible.
I'm sorry. This is why he's an apprentice.
What's with this? You're both doing this odd thing.
It's a cool sound. That's why I picked it up from my friends that abandoned me. I'm going to...
Listen. Don't cause any trouble, or you'll have me to deal with.
He stands about 3.5 feet tall.
Aww.
Right. I've got to get back to my tower. I got my eye on you. Both of you. Because you... There's something off about you as well.
Turns around, clankety-clankety-clank. Stomps back over to his tower at the gate.
That's a nice percussion sound, Lyle. Possibly you can accompany us next time in the tavern.
Well,
it's nice to meet you, Baracus.
Thank you. Thank you for getting out to me that old Corian.
Are you thirsty?
I'm quite thirsty.
Let's go get a drink.
Shall we?
Yes.
Okay. So as you two have been conversing, inside... Tolov, you are approached by Rose in the tavern. What are you nursing there, dear?
Air.
Air. I meant in your cup.
What are you? Water.
Oh. Do we serve water here? I'm sure we do.
I brought my own.
I see. She's sweating a little bit. Is there anything I can do for you? Anything you need?
Snacks.
Snacks? Well, we've got, we serve dinner here. We've got venison and,
Yes.
Venison. Okay. Well, venison will cost you 3 silver?
No.
two silver?
You will give me 1 silver and 1 venison.
I will give you silver?
Yes.
I think I need to go talk to my boss.
Well, I can overhear this conversation.
Sure.
Am I able to?
Sure.
I will pay.
You will pay.
I will pay.
Oh!
I will give her 1 silver, and I will give her venison from you.
Thank you, Hawkward. Hawkward. Not Hawkward.
I thought I heard you say Hawkward.
I did. Thank you for helping. Venison. I'll get you your venison.
Two venison.
She hustles off back behind the counter to get your venison.
Hawkward, is it?
How did you know my name?
Rose just said it. Twice.
That would check out.
I got you a venison. Thank you for getting me venison.
I thank you for that, but I didn't do it for thanks. I hope you enjoy it.
What is your motive?
My motive?
Yes.
To have made a less difficult situation for the both of you, perhaps? Or just to make sure that you realize that Renfield is a nice town. You are clearly not from here.
Clearly? What is that supposed to mean?
Please don't take offense. I know everyone in this town.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
What's your name?
Taller.
What is that? Do you offer me your drink?
No. This is how we cheers.
How do you cheer? Oh, I see the men do it sometimes.
No. Wrong. Again. There. Good enough.
Cheers.
So as you two are cheersing and waiting for your venison, and as you two are approaching the tavern, a great bell starts to ring out. Bong, 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 from the tower that Lyle just walked back towards. And people, as you look around, are immediately on edge and nervous. You guys hear it, and you turn around and you look towards the tower. Inside the tavern, you guys notice the handful of people that are in there. They all start to freak out.
I stand up. Would it make sense that I know what this is?
Yes.
So I would probably stand up in response.
Yes. There is trouble at the gate. The guardsman who stands in the tower has seen something. So you stand up in response. Rose is not far away. And she starts hysterically screaming,
The bell! We're under attack! This is terrible!
You guys start hearing villagers, hearing them and seeing them, running for cover. As you look over at the tower, the north end of town, 3 creatures come running out of the surrounding bush and tree around the town. And immediately they start attacking the 4 town guards that are standing.
Including Lyle.
Including Lyle, yeah. Yeah, Lyle's up in the tower. Lyle's up in the tower, and there are 3 watchmen down on the wall. And these creatures come flying in and start to attack them.
Baracus, I don't know how you feel about this, but I don't want my little half-friend being monster meat. A meal for a monster.
So you two are friends now?
Of course.
I'm not going to lie, it's going to take everything in my power to do something about Lyle because he did racially profile me, but if I'm going to become a part of this town, I should do my part in helping Lyle.
Shall we?
Yes.
Yeah, meanwhile, these wolves are tearing into these men.
Let's go quickly.
They're wolves.
They look from afar to you two. They look like wolves. Okay. Mm-hmm. How do you two respond inside the tavern?
We
start running.
We don't see them, right?
We start running towards them.
You do not see it. You've stood up.
I've stood up. I've made my...
There's a frantic fervor now.
I've gone over to Rose. 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 Rose.
Harvard. Yes?
You will be fine. And I leave.
Harvard. Harvard.
You will be fine. I cannot speak for others.
So you leave.
Yes.
Rose, put our venison in a warming device. We'll be back for it.
I'll keep it near the fire.
Good.
Or the stove.
Make sure to flip it over after a few minutes.
Yeah, you know, we've got a good cook back there. She's Eva. She's really good at what she does. So,
great.
Wait, you'll be back?
Yes.
You're not going to hide with the rest of us?
No, I don't hide.
I'm going to hide. So,
and after you warm my book. And I leave.
Okay.
I love it.
So you leave the tavern.
Yeah, it's all good.
And you both notice, as our other two gentlemen have noticed, that there are three canine beasts of some kind. And they're tearing in these poor watchmen. I need us to roll initiative.
Good lord. This is...
Let's start it!
So it begins to hit over here.
Roll a d20.
Right, so you take a d20 and roll it, and you add your initiative modifier.
Ooh! 19.
Yeah. Ooh. 19. Ooh! It's not great.
You are pretty casual as you saunter out of the town.
Three
twins. So, Hawkward, you got a 19. Okay, so you two will figure out amongst yourselves.
Let's roll off.
Who will go first? How are you guys doing?
Ooh, solid 7.
Solid 12. Seven. And I rolled a 12. Which is a holy number.
Is that right?
12 is a number. To you, it's a holy number.
I have a daughter born in the
12th. Oh, alright. That's a holy number.
Yeah.
No, because that means all I need is to do it first. So it'll be Marla first.
Okay, one last thing.
We are getting into it.
We are. Okay.
Ooh, you could do that and give us bardic inspiration.
Yes, of course I can. I don't see you yet, though.
That's
so, and I don't know you.
Sing it to me.
Let's be honest.
You know Baracus.
So you two,
yeah, I know Baracus. I'll give you inspiration.
You two are a step ahead of these two gentlemen. Okay.
They're eating our dust.
You're a little bit behind them. So you're going to enter the combat round, one round after they have committed to
Got
combat
it.
Here. By the time you guys get to tower. The two watchmen are lying in the dirt, bleeding out.
Mm. Oh my goodness.
There's one left on the ground and one left in the tower. Poor Lyle in the tower. They've injured one of the wards. These are wargs. They're big. They're big, terrible.
Normally, when you have an app, we're going to play what we call Theater of the Mind right now, yes. Or we'll just describe your action. So right now, you're standing probably 30 feet away.
Jeez. 30 feet away.
And one of them is discerned weeping. He's got like a spear sticking out of his side.
One of the
wards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And how far does the Eldritch Blast go? I've got
you well within range.
Oh, okay. All right, then. So I'm going to...
Eldritch Blast.
Eldritch Blast. I wasn't sure if I could shoot three at the same time.
Yo, Eldritch Blast, that is.
So, Eldritch Blast, what you need to do is make a ranged spell attack. Roll a d20 and add your spell attack modifier, which is the top level of your spell sheet.
Come on.
Which word are you shooting at? Are you shooting at the one? Are you shooting at...
One of the others.
Okay. Yes.
17.
That's bad.
Nice.
So you reach out your hand, and very quickly, the arcing purplish bolt
comes arcing and cascading and splashes against this warg and does 1d10 damage. So roll a d10, which is
looks
a funny
weird.
There's the one. Almost. Yeah.
Yes. 5.
5 points of damage. Boom! Slams into its side, staggers it a bit. This thing, you know, howls and surprised by this new addition to the fight. Do you do anything else? You can move. You can stay right where you are.
I'm going to shoot a second.
You cannot. You can only do that once.
Oh.
For now.
Okay.
For now.
I'm going to move 30 feet away.
You're currently 30 feet away. Eldritch Blast can go 120 feet. Yeah. So you could back up and still be effective with that.
To use the Eldritch Blast again? Okay.
On your next turn.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to move closer to them. 30 feet towards them.
You're going, to hop on top of one.
Yes. Yes.
He doesn't have an AC. You have 9 hit points. Like you don't. You can damage them and not be close to them. Yeah, is the idea.
You have ranged attacks.
Okay.
You're
squishy. So I shouldn't be doing
that. I wouldn't get closer, but it's totally your call. It could be fun.
If you're wearing leather armor, what's your dex modifier?
It's less than 100 dex.
Where is that?
Dexterity, 0. 0. So yeah, your class is 11.
Okay.
Which means you're very gettable.
Oh.
I normally won't do that as a DM.
Yeah.
But in this situation,
right in the beginning.
We're just getting started.
We're just getting started.
We're just getting started.
I recommend you stay where you are.
Yes.
Or you can back.
I'm going to stay where I am, but can I make another move or you can bring to my next turn?
On your next turn.
Okay.
Each round, just so you know, for you as well, each round that we go through, everyone has a turn. All that happens within a 6-second period of time. Mm-hmm. So it's.
Boom!
Next is Corey.
Ooh!
Oh, I rolled 19.
You did, but you're
around behind us.
You're behind them.
Oh, got it. Understood.
Yes,
fine.
You're around behind us. Well, I see my friend Baracus casting a spell, and I decide that I too want to show my spell casting might. And I also don't want to get very close to any of these terrible beasts.
Why?
So I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers. Which I believe can hit three creatures at once.
Is it whispers?
Maybe I should.
Only one creature?
Oh. Yes, because I don't want to get very close. 60 feet, right? Yes. So I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers at the one that my Brock's friend.
Okay, so you need to make a...
I can't believe they're very smart.
I rolled a 7.
You don't believe
that? I can't believe they're very smart.
Well, that might be your downfall.
So, what's your spell save DC? I'm sure it's much more than 7.
13.
So, he fails. So, what happens to him is he takes 3d6 psychic damage.
Excellent. So, 1d6.
3d6.
Sorry, 3d6. 2. 5. Then 1. 8 points. 8 points.
Thank God someone could do
same
that.
Nice and quickly. Right?
Yes, same one that he attacked.
That's the one on the ground.
Dissonant Whisper.
So what happens when you cast Dissonant Whispers?
I was just doing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these spectral eerie notes.
Yes, these notes that feel like they're phantasmic come out. Not to cross genres, but it's as if one is speaking in parcel tongue.
Oh.
It's very parcel tongue-y.
Excellent. As a result of this psychic damage that he takes, he also is driven partially mad and begins to run away. Directly away.
I was hoping he'd attack his partner.
So he has run 50 feet away. So now he's about 80 feet away.
In which direction?
Okay. Still within range of the Elder's Blast.
Nice.
I'm not going to go any closer.
Okay. Now it is the worst. He is terrified. He is shaking his head, trying to, you know, get this terrible, awful ringing out of his head. That's his
turn. The poor ward.
The uninjured ward is currently attacking the guard on the ground.
Oh, goodness.
Snapping at him, snarling at him.
Oh, I forgot something.
That's all right.
Oh, I wanted to give as a bonus action. I wanted to do Bardic Inspiration to my warlock friend.
I will.
Thank you.
Ooh, nice. Yes.
Bardic Inspiration.
Just because it's the first battle, and we're not quite on our game.
What is your Bardic Inspiration?
With words of honor, Tiefling, my friend, find your mark true, as I know you are true.
Okay.
That's inspiring, right?
He's impacted by this.
Now with Bardic Inspiration, you have an extra d6, which you can use to roll just to help you in an attack roll or a skill check or something like that. But you only get it for 10 more minutes.
Okay. Thank you for that inspiration.
You feel a pulsing in your heart and the heart and the strength of the combat is useless.
Mm.
Mm.
So, this ward is attacking the,
So he snaps, he's pouncing and snapping at this town watchman, and just very deftly, he dodges out of the way.
Not Lyle, right?
This is not Lyle. Lyle is up in the tower. Yeah, he's good old Lyle.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever met such a child.
What is wrong with these people?
So he misses, and he's a warg. He's a beast, so he's not going anywhere. He's going to stay there and keep snapping at that watchman. The other warg who has not run away, the injured one, he sees you, and he runs at you. He's injured. He's limping a little bit, but he runs right up to you, and he is going to try and pounce and take a bite out of your person.
He's not profiling
you as well. He's not. There's no profiling. That is an 18 to hit.
Whoa!
Okay.
So I believe that hits, because your AC is not good.
Mm-hmm.
That two-hit roll, we compare that against your armor class, your AC.
Yeah.
And you rolled an 18.
I rolled an 18, so that means he succeeds in hurting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking a bite of your body.
Yeah. Somewhere. you take you take 5 points of damage.
Ooh.
Ooh. So yeah, just knock that off of your hit point total.
That'll be 4.
I'm close.
Yeah.
You're
gonna die.
It's the guard's turn, and he had previously injured that warg, and so he's chasing him. Mm-hmm. He chases him. He catches up to him, and he's gonna stab at him in an effort to defend you. Really, he's an honorable chap. Mm-hmm. This guard. So, he has a spear. No, that's not good. It's not good at all. He stabs at him with a spear, doesn't quite get him. He actually stumbles a bit as he runs up to this warg. He's a little bit out of breath. Stabs, doesn't quite hit. And that's all his turn.
They really need us.
What did you people do to these wargs?
So, the second round has begun.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have reached. Tolov, it is your turn. You are probably 20 feet behind where all this action is happening.
Mm.
So what you can do now is you have 30 feet of movement you can move on your turn, and then you have an action you can do. That action can be an attack. That action can be another movement. That action could be all sorts of stuff. That action could be, you know, trying to pour a healing potion down someone's throat. Mm. So
I don't have one of those.
Yeah,
so.
Not yet.
Or Tolo doesn't. I might.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you do?
I pull out my short bow and shoot at said monster.
Do it.
Whose name I remember.
Warg.
Yes.
Warg.
So you draw your short bow out.
Yes.
And you roll a d20 to see if you hit.
Mm.
Is it just this number? Or is
it's that number plus. This should be a two hit.
She hasn't written down.
Okay. Short bow. That's the one thing we didn't write down. Well, it's a ranged weapon. So what's your dexterity modifier?
4.
Plus 4. Plus 2, so add 6 to your roll.
12.
12 just misses.
Oof.
So that arrow just flies barely over top of his neck. So close that he pauses in his action. And he looks at you.
Oh.
You have some movement. You can move, or you can stay right where you are.
Oh.
So you're gonna back up a little bit towards the tavern?
Yeah, but still with eye contact.
All right, back pedal. Okay.
What are the two things you have?
Baracus, you're up.
Yes. She moved back to the tavern.
She's backpedaling a little bit. Yeah.
But like this.
Yeah.
She's dancing.
And as I'm up, the warg is still attacking me. Yeah, so we're touching each other already. I'm going to take out my dagger and stab him.
Ooh.
You can do that.
Yeah.
You could Eldritch Blast him right there in the face if you wish to.
Might be a hit.
Session 1, you might get some hints.
You know what? I think I'll do that.
Or yeah, I think you've got burning hands too.
I got a few things, but I don't want to raise the burning hands just yet. So, I'm going to do an Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
On this creature.
So, you want to roll a ranged spell attack.
Yes.
So, d20 plus your 5, I believe it is. Top
yes.
Right corner? Yep.
17.
Hits.
Yes.
So now roll a d10. to see how much damage you do.
How do you know what her to hit is?
She's proficient with it, so it's +2 plus her dexterity modifier because it's a ranged weapon.
For the short, and so, then for the rapier.
Oh, you have a rapier?
She has a rapier and a short bow as well.
Rapier is a finesse weapon, so that is also using the dexterity modifier, so that's also +6 to hit for the rapier, for both of them.
I'm confused, but we'll figure it out.
This one has 0 on it.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, just 10.
Oh. The 10, that's the 10. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And my artist.
So 9.
9.
9.
Wow.
Nice.
So you reach forward with your hand, and this thing is 5 feet away from you, and you blast it right in the face. And it rocks back. It's already injured. It's staggering. Bits of fur and blood go splattering. It's not dead, but it's messed up pretty badly. You can move. If something is, one of the rule is, if something is right next to you attacking you, you can move, but they get an attack of opportunity against you.
Yes.
So you can sit still.
Yeah, you sit still.
Okay, so your turn is over.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hawkward, you're up.
I have a question first.
Yes.
I have Thunder Wave. Is it only for one creature? Should I choose to use it?
Thunder Wave is like a cube
everyone.
Of force.
So I could potentially knock everyone down should I want to.
You could.
And issue 1d8 damage if I am successful. Is that correct?
Yeah. And
or 2d8.
And push them around.
2d8. Am I close enough? I need to be within 15 feet.
To do that?
Yes. I'm probably not close enough. May I move in order to get close enough?
Yes, you may.
Okay. I move. With a lot of confidence and lack of fear. Is it possible that these wargs could threaten my cattle at any time? Or are they not uncommon to this town?
They are uncommon.
They are.
They
so
are uncommon.
This might be the first time I'm facing it.
Probably.
While I might be a reserve fighter. Yeah.
Okay. You know of them. You're a druid, but they're definitely a threat.
Last question.
Yeah.
Are they amongst the animal world so that I might be able to speak with them, or are they not because they're evil?
You could try to speak with them.
That would be my move.
But that would be your action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then I'd like to do that. Is there an unhurt one?
The unhurt one is...
There is one that's
there
unhurt.
There is one that's unhurt.
I would like... I've changed my mind from Thunderwave to speak with animals.
Okay.
So I will tell
speak
you.
Speak with animals.
16 plus. Would that be intelligence or wisdom?
Let's see here. So you communicate...
Charm. Charisma.
So yeah, you just you cast it on yourself.
And you
gain the ability to communicate with the animal.
Excellent.
And that's your action.
May I speak with him in this moment?
I'll let you do that. Yeah.
I do use this opportunity to move closer so that the thunder wave will work should I use it. So I get a little zen and probably freak everybody out. Borg, why have you come upon this town? He answers not.
He is in a raging fury with hunger.
Is there something I can... Can I provide you with venison?
Yeah.
The impression you get back from him is it's all you get because there's a kind of a wall of red.
Uh-huh.
A raging...
I'm getting a lot of emotion.
Wall of hungry emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He senses that what you're talking about is a deer, venison, but right in front of him is easily accessible food, and he doesn't show any interest.
I warn him that should he continue with his pack, he will be forced to... not quench his thirst and meet his end.
Morning taken.
Got it. Great. Didn't work.
Okay.
Time wasted. Now I'm going to know there's death cries in my head.
Corian, you're up.
I take out my rapier to the warg that is next to my newfound friend and go to skewer this beast.
Do it.
8 plus 5, 13.
Hits.
Nice. 1d8 plus 3. 4 plus 3, 7.
7. So, you quickly, there's no saunter here involved. This is a quick thrust as you get towards this animal.
And I yell, for Azalania! As I thrust it.
Azalania. Great. No,
That's a note-taking moment.
That's what that was, yeah.
Your rapier finds purchase right through his heart and his lungs, and he dies on the spot.
Yes.
Ooh. And I feel the final beats in my rapier.
He gurgles and growls and whines and whimpers until he collapses and carries your arm down. This is a big beast.
Mm.
And you slide your rapier out.
Okay. Does it break my rapier?
You. No.
Okay, good. No. Flick it away from
you. Flick it
away from
as the bonus action, you flick the gore off of your rapier.
Oh, I'm writing it on the page. That's not right.
Okay.
Rusted rapier.
Do you do anything else? Do you move?
No, I'm going to stay
okay
with my party.
So the other warg, which was not far away, the unwounded one,
right,
he is now going to pounce on you.
Fantastic.
So let's just do that. 15 to hit.
Well, that would be higher than 14.
Yeah.
Would it not?
Yes. That's 11 points of damage.
Ooh. Yep.
So he pounces on you and tears at you. Are you still up?
Nope.
You're down.
I am 11 points.
What?
Eric has died in episode one. No, I'm kidding.
Wait. Wow, but you're like near death.
Yes.
In D&D, what happens when you hit zero is you go unconscious.
Okay.
And now he has the opportunity
to speak with God.
To try and say, Allongé.
Allongé.
Why have you forsaken us?
he will now begin to take death saving throws until someone steps up to heal him.
Can someone in the chat heal me?
Can someone in the... No. Maybe next
session. Oh, if they pay for it.
Maybe next... Yeah, someone could do that. I'm willing
I like that
to consider
idea.
That as a...
Great.
How much do they have to pay?
They would pay to stabilize him. So...
$25. Are you worth that much?
Yes. Corian's just begun.
I'd sure like him to live. I was gonna say. I was gonna say 15, but
make it a cool 10.
A cool 10. Otherwise, what happens is if you don't have healing spells on your turn, characters, you can try to stabilize him by using a medicine check. It's one of your skills, and if you stabilize him, then he no longer takes death saving throws. But he remains at zero hit points. So. But as soon as he's given one hit point through a potion or a spell, then he's up and going. Okay?
Great.
And as I'm losing consciousness,
yes,
I say to my warlock friend, don't forget my inspiration.
Fuck, you fall to the ground.
But it was really loud, so I'm not sure he heard you.
Yeah.
He
really put a lot of chaos. A lot of chaos.
Oh, yeah, you do have
that. So he has pounced on you. He's hurt you really bad.
Yeah.
And his fellow warg, which you hurt previously with the Dissonant Whispers, has shooken off the shock of it and has now run to join the battle. Mm. And he is coming up behind the guard who has joined you. The guard was kind of, you know, in between all your action and him. So he comes running up and attacks this guard. That's really high. I rebelled a natural 19. So pounces on him right on the back and just starts to chew and bite into his back. And he does 8 points of damage.
Jeez.
Crazy.
Well,
they are really
hungry. Does 8 points of damage. And right now, you are still about 30 feet away from the tower. That's what we established earlier, right? Okay. So he has stepped in, he has attacked this guard, and he's hurt him terribly. The guard howls out in pain. Oh! Screams out for Lyle to come down and join in the battle.
Stay up.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Stay up.
Maybe he's not your friend.
And now we come to the guards' turn to fight. Lyle has been climbing down the tower, and at this point, he is at the base of the tower.
Damn it, Lyle.
And he's a short little dude, and he doesn't question.
I was just wondering, if I've lost consciousness, do I lose control of my fracture?
You lose control of everything. You are unconscious.
Does that mean it can come out?
If it's out there, it could come out.
Should we, this feels like a hint.
I'm just saying, I don't know where it would go, but if I've lost control of holding my...
Yeah.
We could find out on his
my
turn.
My fracture together.
We might.
Yeah.
We might.
We can, yes.
A strange bird is twittering above you.
Son of a bitch.
She's sharing strategic information about how to manage the battle. No, that's another new element to the game, which is on me to manage, and I've got to find the right place. But that's a good recommendation, so maybe we'll find out what that's like. Yeah, yeah. So Lyle comes down, and he is close enough to the battle where he can throw his spear into the fray, and he does so. He's a terrible aim. He rolled a 9.
That's why he stays up there.
Lyle!
So the spear,
never will I sing a song about
it. It falls 10 feet shy of this warg. And you can just hear him cursing. Some odd halfling curse. I'm sure he's thinking, only I would have stayed in the spear range longer. Or wherever. So he's done. Our wounded soldier, he quickly turns around to face this creature that has attacked him from behind. And he also has a spear. Using it two-handed, he stabs at it. It's a hit. So I rolled a natural 16.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah,
yeah, it's good. Guard.
It's very good.
Oh, the guard.
Yeah, no. Guard. Warg and guards sort of sound the same, so it is.
So he does 7 points of damage, and he's stabbing at the one who had been dissonant whispered. He finds, you know, solid purchase in his hide, you know, right around his shoulder. He's hurt badly. Tolov, it is now your turn.
All right, far am I going?
You backed up a little bit, so you are probably about 50 feet away.
How far do my arrows go?
You have it written down.
Oh, great.
You're an expert at,
So I'm cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do another arrow.
So you've got two wargs to choose from, one that's clearly injured and one that is not.
We'll go clearly injured.
Okay.
D20?
D20.
Okay, one
and add your attack, which I think is +6.
Well, that might...
12.
12 just misses. It actually, the arrow grazes it.
Yay!
But does nothing.
Haircut, at least.
Yeah.
He won't forget me.
Every time he looks in the mirror.
You do have movement. You could move a little closer if you wish. You could stay right where you are.
I'll stay.
Okay. Oh, has a minute haircut. Baracus. Is Baracus up between you two? Is he first?
He would be first, yes. Okay.
I never moved.
Can't do it.
And is there a warg still in front of me?
There is.
Oh. And is he injured?
He's not.
He's not. Things are getting ugly, so it's time to use a witch bolt.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Witch bolt.
What is that?
You'll see.
Witch bolt is a
witch bolt
spell.
Is it?
Witch bolt is it? So, you need to make a ranged spell attack.
Mm-hmm.
So, d20 plus 5. You have to beat 13.
Come on.
That's a 20!
Natural 20 is an automatic success. That means you double the dice for damage. You will roll a d12, which is yes.
Yes.
And double whatever you roll there. And that's how much damage you do to this creature.
11.
Whoa. Are you kidding me?
So,
no. You rolled an 11?
Wait.
Yeah, I'm 1,000%.
That's really good.
Yay!
So 11.
Yes, yes.
So you reach out, and a crackling blue energy lances out of your hand. Twists through the air and embraces this thing in this ball of eldritch fury. What once was an uninjured warg is now a flaming, crusty husk of nothing.
Yes!
As it simmers and falls to your feet.
Thank God you come to the town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank God I stumbled.
Yeah. Do you move? We have one warg left.
I'm staying right where I am.
Hawkward, you're up.
Yes. Is this the one I spoke with?
This is not the one you spoke with.
Oh, that one's dead now.
That one's dead now. You can still speak to animals.
Is it the one that got burnt to a crisp?
I can speak to animals.
Did you hear him burning to a crisp?
It's awful. My head is... No wonder he doesn't get along with a lot of people. So you're saying I could speak with this warg and still enact another...
I think so, yeah.
Okay, great. I will talk to this warg.
Okay. What do you say?
Leave now.
He's injured. He looks up at you. Give me a persuasion check.
Great. Am I good at this?
It's a skill.
Oh God. It was natural.
Okay.
So that's an automatic fail. So you reach out with your arcane ability to communicate with animals, and your plea falls on deaf ears completely. In fact, you used the language of owls.
And
it didn't work at all. You say, he looks at you, giant tongue hanging.
That's what I think an owl is. Yeah. Caw. Wait.
So
I unfortunately.
That was your action.
That was my action. That was my action? The persuasion check?
I thought you said
I could talk to him and still have an action.
Oh, you did.
Did I?
You did, yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would have killed him.
Then we'll do that.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
I'm within 15 feet because I moved. I would like to take my staff of tree.
Sure.
And strike for his head. Put him out of his misery.
Swing away.
I would like to put him out of his...
Swing away, then. This creature who is totally disregarding everything you said.
Totally.
With this eye of hunger and bestial hatred.
16
hits. So roll for damage.
Poor thing. Oh no. Two.
Two. What? You hit.
Yeah, no, I did it. I did. So, I wasn't useless.
So yeah, you swing two-handed with this great club. Funk, hit him right in the shoulder. Yeah, he crumples a little bit.
Your death is nigh. I'm putting you out of your misery. This was a mistake.
He looks at you and...
Oh no.
Tongue slathers out. It is now Corian's turn.
Corian.
Yeah, everyone forgot about me.
This guy...
unconscious.
You need to make a death saving throw. And how that works is you roll a d20. And if you roll a 10 or higher... You save.
And if I roll lower, I'm dead?
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
You have to fail three times or three succeed times. Three times.
Okay, great. That's easy.
Is it?
Do I add anything to it? Okay, that's it.
So that's one death fail.
That's one death fail. Wow.
Death save fail.
Yep.
Okay.
And I croak once.
Yeah.
Two more croaks. I know the sound of death.
Sounds much like an owl.
So now what we have... to paint the picture, we have... It's the warg's turn, the last remaining warg. He's surrounded by you two and a guard on one side. He has nowhere to run, and so you just hit him. So he's going to turn on you, and he's going to try and pounce on you. Take a bite out of you if he can.
Good lord.
I rolled a natural 2. So,
yes.
Yeah, he's actually so injured that he's stumbling, and he's just, you know, he's close to death.
Oh, so, poor baby. Yeah.
Maybe he's close to death! Yeah! No, that doesn't help.
Why did you show excitement?
I don't understand emotion.
Oh, got it. I thought you were talking as the guard.
I'm not the guard, no. So he misses you entirely in his weakened state. So
great.
Now it is the guard's turn behind him. That is a 11 that does not hit. So he misses. He stands his ground. Lyle comes running up on his turn. He runs up the 20 feet, grabs his spear off the ground, and he runs 10 more right up into the fray. You can do that. You can break up your movement like that. So he stabs as well. These guys are really terrible. They need to go to spear-wielding practice.
There's a reason they live in this little town.
So he misses. He's cursing. But Lyle has joined the fray because he's not quite as cowardly as you might have thought he was. Tolov, you are up. Shooting your bow?
Oh, sorry. Yep.
Okay.
I thought that was clear.
It is now.
I add that to what now? 6?
Plus 6 to whatever
plus
you roll.
18.
That's a mega hit. So now you roll for damage.
Mega hit.
Which one's that?
6. Nailed it.
5.
Hot darn.
How do you kill it? I will ask that when we get to the end of a battle scenario.
What happens is the arrow went into his throat, cutting off his air passages. He choked, swallowed his own tongue. Bit it off as he was choking. His tongue blocked the air passage completely from what the arrow didn't get, and he sat there rolling around like this.
Okay.
And we all watched.
I would not have watched.
You turn away.
And I didn't watch.
I watched.
You didn't watch because you are
unconscious.
Lyle, Baracus.
Okay, so you draw back with your bow. Arrow comes flying out, whistling, funk right into the neck. Falls dead at your feet. Good job on your first battle, everybody. Yeah.
Yes.
Corian.
Oh, yes.
You are unconscious, but as the rules of the game go, you can be stabilized by any one of your players, or you can be healed. What do you do with his unconscious form?
I believe it is my task to stabilize the body of Corian. He was my first friend.
Your only friend.
My first friend. And I shall stabilize his weak body.
Give me a medicine check.
Medicine check, yes.
D20 plus your medicine skill. Any of you can help him with this at this point.
And does the inspiration still count?
The inspiration does still count.
I touch him for guidance.
Okay. Guidance gives...
D4. To whatever
ability check he's making?
On either side of it also. So like if he wanted it after, like let's say he didn't roll well, he could decide to roll the D4 at that
okay.
time.
Okay. So
right now.
So you have, so whatever you roll, add a D4 roll to it as well.
If you want.
Okay. And this is plus medicine?
Plus your medicine skill.
Medicine skill.
Should be under
wisdom.
Wisdom.
Yeah, wisdom.
Plus 1. A 7. It's 8. So
roll a d4. It might not work.
Plus you have inspiration.
Is that a d4?
Plus I have inspiration.
D4 is the triangle.
I believe in you, person I just met.
2. 2. And I got a
10 is enough.
It's enough.
Yay.
10 is enough.
My first task is sad. I felt tiefling, Corin Baracus. I have saved you. Thank you. We became old men at this point.
You could have.
You are my best friend, and I have revived you. Thank you for reviving me. Are the wolvies? Are the wolvies gone? The wargies.
Is that what you call them?
Well, I didn't. Do I know the names of these?
Sure you do.
Yes. Are the wargs? Are they gone? Are they dead?
Well,
I can smell the smoke.
You see the charred husk of one and two other bodies that are...
I am hungry. That makes me hungry.
Okay.
Being revived probably makes me hungry.
Sure.
So, as you stand you? Together... Yes.
We
are you? Are you able to see right now?
Excuse me? Do not talk to this person like that.
How dare you?
Oh, that's awkward.
No, how did you know my name?
Oh, I'm sorry, your name's awkward?
Awkward? Is that not what you said?
Nope. Sorry, sometimes I glutterize. I've just been healed. Revived.
Alright.
Alright?
Alright.
Oh, I thought that was your last name.
Am I not speaking clearly?
I thought that was your last name. Awkward Hallright.
Who are you? What are you doing in this town?
I'm just a bard. I'm just playing with words. That's what I do when I don't feel well. Mm. And I don't feel very well.
We must introduce you to a rose. But do not talk to her.
Yes. May I come?
Yes, you will fight bravely for this town that you do not know.
Yes.
And while you
are
fought...
you a member of this town?
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
While you fought bravely, I do question the torment that you put that final warg through, but yes. You fought bravely.
I do fancy your violence. I liked that.
I seem to have missed something very interesting.
It was instinctual, not a choice.
We're all so moody.
I was also hungry.
Well, I could go for some really nice mead.
Oi!
And some venison.
Oi!
Lyle!
Good work! Good work out there! You especially!
Oh, me especially, huh, Lyle?
Absolutely, I love your style.
Ah.
It's fantastic.
You like my style, Lyle?
I do. Anybody who stands up for this town the way you four did, it's inspiring.
I fell down once, I think.
You did. But you look...
That's not...
Okay, you could use a... You could use a time...
Yes, I'm
cleaning
not feeling
up a
very well.
Yeah,
still.
I mean...
Yes, I'm second guessing making Corian my first friend. He's rather weak, but we can discuss this over some.
You look fairly wounded yourself. I'm not gonna lie.
But I'm still standing, aren't I?
You are.
Yes.
Oh, you are.
I think this calls for a drink.
Yes, well, I do for some mead.
I want to thank you for your help with this town. It means a lot. We don't have a lot of support right now. The Hyde Guard. They have left us, not permanently. They're off dealing with a territorial dispute. I'm a member of the Village Watch. You guys are new here. You know all this.
I am bored.
We could use your help in so much, but you're not part of the Village Watch.
They could be honorary members like
could
I
be. I am a lowly member. I can't do much.
Don't say that.
I'm falling in and out of accents. I apologize. But...
Lyle...
You're not lowly, you're just short.
What, I'm sorry, I just need to... Are you saying you would like us to become a members of the Night Watch? Of the City Watch? It's really a village watch. It's a wonderful metropolis. Watch.
I'll say this right now. The pay is not great.
That's what I was going to
Yeah, ask. It's not great. But your help is greatly appreciated. I will say that. And I know that the town Reeve will probably want to hear of the aid you've given this evening. It's dusk.
Can we invite them into the tavern and sup with us?
The Reeve? Oh no, he never leaves the manor. No.
Can we go sup with him in the manor?
Absolutely not. No, no.
Pass.
No. But I will tell you what I will do tomorrow. I'll let him know of the aid you gave us. That may come as a boon to you in the town.
Excellent. Mm.
I hope at least. I'm going to go to bat for you guys. All of you.
Bat.
Yeah, it's a halfling thing. Yeah, we play a funny game. We swing bats around.
Oh.
Actual live bats? You can't treat bats
Do they
like
die?
That.
No. We don't. We
Is that why the bat population has gone down recently? While I am pleased that my cattle is not being bit, I am not pleased with you toying with bat lives.
Bat lives matter.
I will change my ways, I promise. I don't live in the halfling village anymore. But, regardless, the Reeve will probably... Well, if I have anything to say about it, hopefully there will be some accommodation. Something.
Monetary gains.
That's up to him. I can't promise.
Fantastic.
The bottom line is, you guys helped us when you didn't need to. And I think that should be recognized. So, I'm going to make sure that he knows about what you did for us here today.
Goodbye, Lyle. Say hello to your wife.
You're married, Lyle?
No, I'm not.
Lyle. Why would you deny it?
My wife left me. My wife left me.
Where did she...
Oh, that was...
That's awkward.
Did you say my name again?
Nope.
She left me. But I will still go talk to the Reeve.
Thank you, Lyle. We'll go there tomorrow.
Please.
Tell him we'll meet him tomorrow after we're healed.
But don't use our names, please.
You can use mine.
I don't know
don't
your names.
Don't use mine.
Corian Bazalan. Corian Bazalan, the bard, will be happy to provide whatever service he needs or you need.
I'm Jenny.
Jenny?
Yes. I'm Arrakis.
Okay. Yes. Hawkward, I know you. I know you. Thank you. Again, I appreciate your help. I've got to get back to work. So, carry on.
Did one of the guardsmen die?
Two of them died.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yeah. I'm assuming that's...
This is a very casual conversation in front of the dead.
He proceeds with the other guard to walk back to the tower and tend to the dead.
Because I don't know social cues all that well, I've already walked towards the bar.
Hawkward.
The tavern.
Hawkward.
Are you saying that word again? That isn't my name.
Nope. Saying your name. Hawkward.
That's right.
Are you leading us to a tavern where we might get victuals? Or are you leaving us?
If you're following, that is your choice.
Great. I will follow. Shall we?
Did we just...
Mysterious one?
Did we just become friends?
Absolutely not.
What? But would you like to join us for food?
Yes.
My drow friend.
I was going there anyway.
Oh, great. Let's go to this eatery.
Four of you, not quite holding hands, but a little closer than you were not too long ago.
They
make your way to the tavern and find your way inside.
I just want to say thanks, Matt, for this first half session.
Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you for being awesome. There's already, some great RP happening, and that's all a DM wishes to see is people, feeling ownership of their characters and... getting into it and having fun.
And now we have ambient sound.
Yes. We have ambient. I hope the mic is picking it up.
And now it's going
so
to get
So we'll find out in a moment. But
is it really you? Are you playing a character or is that you?
Oh, yeah, that's really hard.
Someone else is there?
So, you've made your way into the tavern. As you walk into the tavern, you notice hanging above the door a sign. The sign distinctly reads, in common, "The Bone Drop Inn."
Mm.
It is the name of the tavern that
Bone
you find.
Bone Drop.
Bone Drop Inn, yes. Do you find a table? What do you do?
I immediately inquire after Rose. Is Rose available or is she still hiding?
The battle has just ended, so she's still cowering.
Rose? 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 I get louder until I... Rose!
Awkward, awkward. Is that you?
Rose!
Rose.
Her head pops up from behind the counter. Awkward!
I told you, you would be fine. I have more friends. Are we friends?
I can see. Friends.
We have partners.
We have dinner partners. You forgot that this one does not know I'm a vegan. I will not eat the venison.
She's a vegan, and she will not eat the venison. You'll learn that about Awkward very quickly.
I did learn that very
He has particular tastes. So.
Vegetable.
Is it normal, sir, eats raw venison in this town?
I'm sorry? Raw?
Raw?
Rare. Raw.
No, we cook it.
Medium.
The chef is in the back cooking it to your desired.
I would do the normal thing in this town, because I am a citizen here now, and have some venison medium cooked. Because that's normal in this town.
You can see her thinking to herself. You can clearly read her mind.
Do you have a problem with my
horse? Why have all the crazies come in tonight?
Bring us 3 venison and 1 broccoli.
Broccoli. That will be 10 silver.
We saved your lives.
Rose,
you
if
did?
I may.
Yes.
Rose.
I don't know what happened out there. You saved our lives?
We saved your lives.
We killed many wargs.
I killed something.
Well, what's a warg?
It's a big, fantastical beast. Almost as ferocious as you are beautiful.
What?
And I took one's life. For you, Rose.
Wait, please. This is a little overwhelming. Let's just work on the food, okay?
Yes.
But before that, you 4 fought that menace?
It is our duty. We will take meat as well, and if you require payment, I will pay you.
No payment. We saved your life.
It was our duty.
Rose, let me step in.
I'm a barmaid. I just do what I'm told. There's a menu.
Rose, bring your barkeep. Who's your barkeep?
I'm going to get my barkeep.
I do not like this man.
You don't like this man? Okay. His name is Oscar. Oscar Telbin. He's balding, portly, in his 50s. And Rose goes, Oscar, we have some customers that would like to speak to you, please. Oscar. And he comes out from the back. You know, he's got mugs. And he's got the rag. He's, yeah. What do you need, Rose? I'm busy. Oscar. These 4 fine people, they helped save us from that menace outside. There's some debate,
Oscar,
as to how much they should pay for their meat.
Just may I, Oscar?
Yes,
I know
sir.
You're a busy man. You look like you're a man of great...
Corian.
You know
You've
my name.
You've been playing here for the few...
Yes, I have.
Months.
Thank
yes.
you very much, Oscar.
You're drawing in some good...
Yes.
Some good
yes.
patronage.
Oscar, I do have to say, I have done something that's against my nature.
What is that?
I have helped slay some beasts that were about to kill everyone.
Are you sure about that?
I helped my compatriots slay some beasts.
To be fair, you were passed out.
I received... Look at the wounds! And I turned
you,
to show
you
him...
You look terrible,
I turned to show him all the yes.
yeah.
wounds
I see
that are
said
cauterizing.
It,
or to the
you, know, you look
do
you look awful.
Fire,
I mean,
they're scabbing.
You were scraped, and you know much of it was the
Oscar. These fine folk, you know this one.
Hawkward and I are.
This is my new friend, Balthazar's Baracus.
Baracus.
Oh,
Balthazar.
Baracus.
Yes, we're such good friends. You butcher my name,
Baracus. And this is my new drow. Companion.
Indeed.
Why are you leading with your race?
Well,
I can tell that she's not from around here, but...
Well, sometimes they feel a little...
There are no drow around here. I don't mean any offense.
Maybe if you were kinder, Oscar, there would be more drow.
This one.
This
Thank
one.
You.
Right? This one. Please.
Aren't I your
Awkward.
Friend?
Yes.
What do you mean this one?
Yes.
Are you talking about something behind me?
Yep. That sign right behind you.
The bone drop in sign?
Bone drop.
This one.
This one. Fine. Oscar, all I'm saying is these fine companions of mine saved my life and everyone else's life here. May we have some venison.
Very unlikely
meat.
That they would have killed many
of course
people
you may.
In this town.
Of course you may.
On the house. Small price to pay for your life.
Also, we were already promised 2 venison on the house, so we're really just talking about 1 venison and 1 broccoli on the house.
Okay. Give me a persuasion check with advantage. You're being helped
yes.
by Tolov. Roll twice.
Oh, goodness.
Plus your persuasion 17. Modifier.
17 plus...
You know what, Corian?
Yeah, 17 plus 3, 4, 5. 5. So 22.
I think that's the least we can do. For people who have clearly sacrificed for our town.
Yes.
Mm.
Indeed.
Thank you, Oscar. I will be sure to sing another ditty tonight that praises your clean establishment.
I run my finger along the bar, and it's like covered in sludge.
Awkward.
Underneath this sludge is cleanliness.
I'm enjoying my new
You
food.
Know what? Let's not push the free food. You will get it. Eva! How many venison?
3 venison, 1 broccoli. Please.
Eva! Thank you.
Yes.
3 venison, 1 broccoli for Hawkward.
Hawkward, listen. I can't help that I run an establishment that feeds meat to people. Okay?
I have given you many alternatives how to serve these people and make them believe that they are eating meat. You are lessening the deer population.
They don't like kale. They don't like broccoli. They don't like spinach.
I have created and mended many fruits and vegetables to appear the blend of meat. You will not miss it. It will also be more sustainable and also cost you less.
Is this where you take the beet juice and make it so that it's put it inside and it's almost like it's blood?
What? That might be an idea.
What? Listen, I employ fine cook. She's an expert in her trade, and I serve what she makes for me. I'm sorry, Hawkward. We've had this conversation before. I'm willing to accommodate vegetables when they're requested, as they have been. But, you know, venison and boar and goat and whatever else Eva is cooking up, people are paying for it. So, can we, you know...
What are these gestures you make at me?
See eye to eye, agree to disagree, something.
Are they flirting?
No, we are not flirting.
I still do not like you, Oscar. And I take my chair at the booth that we will be sitting at.
Is there anything else I can do for you fine people?
No, we appreciate that, Oscar.
Do you seek accommodations?
Yes. Please. The usual.
The usual.
Thank you.
Now, we have an arrangement.
We do.
You have free room as long as you perform.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I am feeling quite weak from my life-saving...
I'm of a mind for this first night to offer you all free room.
I could return to my farm, Tom.
You could, Hawkward, if you wish.
You also
could stay with us.
You also may come to my farm home. There is no beds for you. I do not sleep on a bed myself, but you may come there.
What do you sleep on?
The floor.
Is it because you have something against making beds?
No, there is dirt. That is all one needs.
Anyway.
Discuss this amongst yourselves. Your food will be right out. Drinks?
Mead.
See, we're on the same page with
you. No, we're not. Rose will bring it to me.
Rose will bring it to you. That's what I pay her for. Anybody else? Water, am I right?
Apple juice. If you have it.
I think we have it.
Cold mead.
I'll take a water with lemon.
He has a touch of scurvy.
Yeah, we can do that. If I've got broccoli in the back, if I've got apple juice in the back, I think I can scrounge up a lemon.
Oh, this is excellent.
So he leaves, and he takes care of
my friends. That takes a lot out of me, acting like a bard that way.
You call us friends, yet we do not know each other well.
That's why I'm sharing something that's personal, so that we can feel like we're friends.
How am I to trust that that is accurate or real?
It's very real. I was not cut out to be a bard. I'm a failed bard.
We know that.
Oh. I don't know that.
A failed warrior as well. No offense.
None taken.
You failed once on the battlefield, I remember.
I have to say, though, it was your...
I jumped into battle.
You did.
True.
Yes.
You did your best.
I did have a lot of things that take my... So if I am not jovial like that all the time, just know it's not because I don't love you.
You love us now?
I love a lot of people.
Is it your
intention? In a very friendly way.
Is it your intention to spend more time with us past this meal?
I would very much like so. I have not had a good go of it the last couple of weeks.
Of what?
Life.
I would have to agree with you.
That I have not had a good go of it, or that you...
That I have also have not had a good go of it. The past couple of weeks. Hence why I stumbled upon this small town.
Oh, will you elaborate on that?
Not right now. But, Corian.
Thank you for remembering my name. Basalazaz.
Oh, God! I throw some... Oh. Yeah. I'm offended completely.
I tell you, this is what I'm saying. There are many things that take away my concentration and my... So I apologize. Baracus.
There's too much darkness in you, not enough light, not enough balance.
Who is there?
At this point, Rose shows up with your warmed up venison, two of them. Drinks for everybody.
Here's your venison that you ordered. I kept it warm against the fire. Drinks for everyone. Broccoli for you, Hawkward. One more venison. It's still cooking. So I'll be right back with that. Okay? Anything else?
You seem
just a smile, Rose.
Don't you dare.
Sorry.
Don't you dare tell her to smile.
It's been a long day.
Just a frown, Rose.
Don't you tell her how to interact with you. Ah, I get in a rage.
Can we have more venison?
Is that happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit. I'm in a rage.
Hawkward. This is how I interact.
Telling. What is that word? I'm perturbed. I have feelings I do not understand. She may act as though she pleases. Everyone tells me to act a certain way, and I cannot.
So you've had a rough go of it a couple of weeks as well.
I'm in the present. This is rough at the moment.
Understood. Thank you, Rose. Can we clean off this venison?
I'll be back with more venison.
Yes, I immediately reestablish the table.
Yeah. Oh.
No, I saved my. It was in my hand, so I saved mine.
Okay. So she leaves.
Eva! More venison!
You hear this venison. Calls from the crowd. So, you guys look around the tavern. You know, it's probably. It's after dusk. It's dinner time. 6:30, 7 o'clock. And there's people here. It's the one tavern in town that people have to relax at the end of the day to get a bite if they don't, if, you know, if they're
where
out.
Where did that horse come from?
It's in the
stables.
The stables back.
Is that where you got your water from their trunk?
Yep.
You know, there's people around as you would observe any given tavern. You know, the typical hubbub that you would find. Mm-hmm. People nursing their drinks. People conversing. So what do you do? Anything else?
Well, Corian, I noticed that you perform here for your chambers.
Yes.
I'm new to this town, and I'd also like a job in exchange for shelter.
Can you juggle?
Juggle.
That's where you threw... Nope, that's probably can't.
Maybe it's a gift.
Oh.
He's unaware of...
I take... Are there apples?
Are there
three of anything that was not spillable?
It's not spillable?
Yeah.
Baguettes.
Yeah, there's some rolls.
Some rolls. I grab three rolls and just throw the rolls at Baracus.
Okay. In an effort to have him juggle?
Juggle.
Okay.
Keep these in the air.
Do you try to do so?
No. Just hit me in the face.
I think we've ruled one thing out. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's excellent.
That is for children. What is man's work around here? I can exchange for shelter. With you, Corian, my first friend.
Well, we'll each get a room.
The same room.
For tonight.
We could be buddies.
Yep. Perfect.
As you...
Two bedroom, please, Oscar. Yes.
You call that to Oscar out?
Yes.
Across the room? Two.
Just make sure there are two beds in my room, Oscar, tonight.
Two in your room. A double.
Separated.
Yes, sure.
Not a double. No.
Yes.
Two separated beds.
That's what I meant.
Thank you.
Yes. And Oscar, how's your security at this establishment?
Security?
Yes.
It's as secure as we need it to be. Do you expect insecurity?
No, because you've got attacked today. I shall offer you my services every single day at this establishment for security for a room.
So you wish to bounce for me?
Yes, that's right.
Ah.
I shall begin right after I finish my meal.
That is quite an odd request. Why don't I take it under consideration?
Oscar, let me tell you, sometimes it's needed. Look what happened with this table. This table was strewn about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched Hawkward do that.
Yep, that's what Hawkward
I did do that.
I tried to play it off like it wasn't. Yeah.
No, I did it.
Yep, you did.
So, I will take that under consideration. Mm-hmm. You're looking for coin?
Yes, coin. That's what is normal to receive in this town. And I am a citizen. Yes, coin.
Can you farm?
Farm.
Can you fish?
Fish.
That's where you catch the creatures in the waters.
It is cruelty. Yes.
I tell you what, you might want to talk to the blacksmith. We have two of them.
Ah, yes, the blacksmith.
They are aware of possible job opportunities out and around town.
Yes.
Yes.
What time of day is it again?
It's about 7:30.
Like, so, okay, so like shops and stuff aren't going to be open.
Yes.
Okay.
I shall talk to the blacksmith.
Yeah, we have two in town. One of them is a bit more reputable than the other. I wouldn't say neither of them are disreputable. Let me correct myself. But Delg Hammerspark, he's the dwarf who runs the Hammerspark Smithy. He's a good dwarf.
Mm. And I am not.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that, Hawkward.
I finish my broccoli and I go to leave.
Hawkward, wait.
Forgive me, I've interrupted something.
You could also visit the other blacksmith. They both have similar needs. They might be willing to pay. That's, Owen Brechton. He works at Renfeld Ironworks.
Yes.
Something to keep in mind.
It is something to keep in mind, isn't it? Yes.
Anything else? Can I get back to cleaning my mugs?
Yes. Yeah? You can get back to cleaning them like you do.
Am I going to hear you perform later?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
In your condition?
Hawkward has a very good point, Oscar. This one night...
It's a good point. Hawkward, you're very thoughtful. Don't let anyone tell you that I don't think you're not... That's not coming out properly, but that's a very thoughtful thing. I'll give you a break tonight.
Thank you, Oscar.
Yeah. You should maybe see a healer or at least have a good, like,
do you know any healers?
Oh, yeah. We have a healer in town. We have a...
Could I cure his wound?
Yes, you could.
Yeah. I clap a hand on...
Oh, wait. What are you doing, Hawkward? Oh.
Ah. What do I feel? I have no idea.
You are very dark, and right now you are imbued with lightness.
Ah.
So she casts Cure Wounds on you. And I believe it's a 1d8 plus your Charisma modifier, something like that.
Nice.
Hers or my roll?
Yours. It's your roll, I believe.
Well, you cast it.
So I do? Oh, thank you. 1d8 plus my Charisma, which is not very good.
It would be Wisdom. Awkward's
not
it would
great.
Be Wisdom. I'm sorry.
That's strange.
I'm looking it up real quick.
Excellent.
It is a 1d8 plus your spell casting ability. So for you, that's...
The spell attack bonus or spell... Oh, wisdom. Thank you.
1d8 plus your wisdom modifier.
Gotcha. That's a little bit fat, huh? Mm. 1d8, you said?
Yeah.
Correct. It's 4.
Oh.
So you,
four
you,
total.
You feel a cleansing, cooling...
Somewhat of one.
Healing come across your body.
It's coagulating. That's the word you look for.
Thank you.
Wow. I wasn't aware that you could do that, Hawkward. That's very thoughtful.
It's my duty. I take the broccoli... From the floor, and totally.
Hawkward, wait.
To love.
Might I join you in your farmhouse? I, too, prefer to sleep on the floor.
You may.
So you're eating?
I'm eating and leaving.
Eating and leaving. And leaving
may I just stop you for 1 second? Thank you, Hawkward. That is light that I have not felt for a long time, and I miss it. Tolov, hello.
Was there a point to this?
Yes, there was. I would prefer to sleep in a bed. So I'm...
You've already made that clear.
Yes, exactly. But...
You seem to be restating
I do believe that tomorrow morning, perhaps we can all meet up again and go see the Reeve to talk about what we've done for this wonderful
town. You mean the duty of the thing we should have done, the right thing to do? You intend to get recompense? Was that your only reason in helping this town?
No, but I'd love to do it anyway.
I may or may not join you.
Why is everyone in this bar staring at me?
You are odd looking.
You have horns.
Funny you should mention that. Because most everybody is looking at you in this bar. There's a lot of leaning in and whispering, talking, pointing. But it's in a spirit of admiration and appreciation. The word has gotten out, it's a small village, that you were the saviors of the town in that instance. And so you get a general sense that people are appreciative and accepting of of why you're here.
I do not understand that feeling.
You three do. You do not.
So we'll see you in the morning.
You're in. Goodbye.
At the Reeve. Perhaps you can introduce us to the Reeve, at least.
I believe Lyle intended to.
We'll see you in the morning.
Okay, Tolov.
Yes.
Give me a perception check.
Oh, goodness.
D20 plus your perception.
That's my perception.
Should be wisdom.
Oh, 12.
12. As you and Hawkward are leaving, you notice that there's one individual patron in the tavern who is agitated and is looking very intently at you guys. Not anyone in particular, your group, but he's agitated and he's upset.
Mm. Hawkward, is there a back entrance exit?
There is, but that is only for taking out the trash and poor people.
I think we should take the trash out. Since we caused this mess.
I caused this mess. You are accurate. I will go and take the trash bags from those.
I think all four of us should just carry the trash in our hands and go out the back exit.
Is there a reason?
It's closer.
I don't know if this is strange, but would insight be appropriate here?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. Okay.
Everyone grab your venison and your stem. Let's go to the back. Now.
Okay. All right, I don't have to perform tonight anyway.
As I make my way back to the opposite direction that I was moving, I like bump into a couple more tables that I'm quite clumsy.
Okay, so you make your way to the back of the bar, yes?
Yeah.
You make it.
Tolov, what's this all about?
I wanted to see the night sky faster.
Now can I do it inside it?
Yes. Tolov?
6.
Roll a deception.
Which die is that?
D20 plus your deception skill.
Plus deception.
That's not a fun mistake, but you probably 12.
7.
Oh.
You 7, you 6?
Yeah. Gosh.
So.
Okay. I look up at the sky. what about it?
The stars. They are delightful.
You cannot have stars without darkness. They are both to be appreciated.
Yes. Now let's go to the farmhouse, quickly.
I can't move that quickly. Let's go.
What about my bed?
Yes.
The floor is all anyone needs.
Yes, our beds.
Our beds.
I don't necessarily want to.
Well, you seem so. I would like to know what you're talking about, because the stars do not look very. They do not look very different.
Yes.
Actually, they are quite beautiful.
They are beautiful. I need to go to the farmhouse because I was there earlier, and I left something there.
You were in my home?
Yes.
Under when? What time?
I thought it was a friend's home.
That is a common mistake here. They all look the same.
Yes.
I'm not perturbed.
Mm.
So, let's go. Now.
Oh, okay.
Renfeld has a lot of tract housing.
They settle in the
60s.
Like, I suspect something. Would that be inappropriate?
Are you wondering what she's talking about?
Yeah.
Then roll an insight check.
Yeah. Which one was
that? A d20, your insight skill. And you will contend this again, Tolov, with your deception.
Oh, okay. 6.
Come on. Wow.
She's so very convincing.
All right.
I guess. I have.
Baracus, shall we?
Let's go.
Yes, we shall.
Okay.
Calling in my first friend.
Baracus. My friend.
My animals will be very happy.
So you make your way to the farmhouse. You hunker down for bed?
Yes. Do you have any blankets?
No. There is plenty of straw should you require it.
Yes, please.
I bring a hay bale in.
Okay.
And I put everyone in a different corner in the room.
Yeah, just like hamsters.
Yes.
Oh, nice. I take my performer's cloak and put it over the hay so it's not too...
You probably have a bedroll in your adventurer's pack,
yes.
Right?
Take out my bedroll, lay it on the hay.
Might I share my space with you?
No. Your hay bale is right over there,
Baracus.
That's
not normal. That's not normal, this time.
It's normal for some.
But not normal for you.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
You can curl up with me.
Oh, yes.
If you should require extra heat.
I shall.
My temperature runs.
Don't require extra heat, actually.
Then what is your necessary? Why do you want to be next to somebody?
He's my first friend, I don't know. Like, I was thinking.
We can be in connected corners.
Yes, yeah. Great.
Corian, do you know any bedtime stories?
Yes, I do. But we're about to rest, so I'm just going to sleep for a long time.
Rest time stories.
Yes, let me tell you a story of the land of Azalania. And then I proceed to tell them a few tender morsels of growing up in a paradisiacal society.
I cannot say I understood a word you said.
I thought that would have put you to sleep.
I did not sleep.
I do not sleep.
Good night,
we are past friends.
I kind of just wait until the sun rises.
Does no one else sleep in this group?
I meditate.
Did you find?
Am I the only one who sleeps?
You are strange. We are strange in our own ways.
Dwarves don't sleep.
I just do not feel like it right now.
Oh, okay.
I did not get.
But
injured.
You do sleep.
It when necessary.
Okay.
Resting is not necessarily sleeping.
Right, but there are times when you close your eyes and you wake up and you do not remember the last few hours.
I question your interest in my behavioral patterns.
I like to learn about peoples and races.
If you tell a story about me, I will listen.
Let me tell you about the great king dwarven kingdom of Pantheon.
I would not like to hear this story.
Okay.
Did you find the thing that you left here?
Oh, right. Let me look for my items.
Good night, Baracus.
You all sleep.
I'm just
putting
my head down.
So
I'll look while you all rest. Good night.
I'm starting to cry and look into the distance. It's very light to cry.
Do I hear the crying?
Right.
You are fast asleep.
I'm fast asleep.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
One tear at a time. As I stare to the full moon.
As your tears slowly drop, and you all fall asleep, you wake up the next morning, fully healed.
Ah, yes.
Spell slots return.
Yes.
To a new day.
Begin to open my eyes and peel the crust off my eyelids.
So as you are waking amongst yourselves, you sleep to a different schedule, of course. You begin to prepare yourselves to start the day.
Is it possible, is it okay if I've already gone out early to tend to my...
Absolutely,
birds?
Yeah. Yeah, a long rest, 7 or 8 hours. You know, you've probably been up since the crack of dawn.
Yes, yes.
Taking care of your animals. There's a loud banging on your door.
Am I back in the home, or...
Are you?
No, I would say not.
Okay.
I probably, like, following.
So you're probably in the barn?
Yes.
Feeding your animals?
Yes.
You know, brushing down your horses.
Yes.
So there's a banging. So where we are, there's a banging.
There's a banging. Bum, 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 bum.
Oh.
Bum, 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 bum.
Do I hear it?
Where's Hawkward?
No.
Maybe that is Hawkward.
That's actually, he might awkwardly bang on his own door. That's true.
If anyone would, Hawkward would.
Well, it should be answered. Let's all go together to answer it. Just in case.
Yes.
Should we see if there's a peephole?
Is there a peephole?
There's no peephole.
Mm-hmm. Can we see through a window?
Yeah, there's windows. Yeah, I mean, are there windows in your home?
So it's a mostly mud-based home that has an enchantment on it. So, the, you know, like twigs and dirt. So there would be like misshapen, not very clear glass, like probably.
Can we see through that muddy, glass. Or that?
Yeah, I'm sure they built windows.
Clear
yeah.
glass to see if there's
so.
Anything.
I mean, there's windows.
Corey,
yeah, you,
what did we see? Yes.
Check the window.
I'll check the window.
You look outside the window. There's a man.
It's just a man.
There's a man.
Is it awkward?
No, he's... Oh. This man is twice the height.
What did you say?
Let's just answer it together.
No.
Strength in numbers.
I'm going to stand right behind
Bro.
You.
Oh. I'm going to go ahead.
Hey!
I go open the door. I go open the door.
Okay. I'm not from here, bro.
So you open the door.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's visible to the door?
I'm
you.
Hiding inside a bale of hay.
The pile of hay that you...
That they slept on.
Rested on. Okay.
Yes.
So the door opens and there is this gentleman standing there. And he looks upset. You know, his face is red, you know, puffy. Like he's probably been emotional for a bit. Mid-40s.
Hey! You guys were in the tavern last night, right?
Yes. Yes, I sing in the tavern every well, every other night.
I don't go there that often, to be honest, but I heard there was a performer in town. That's you?
Yes.
Well, great. That's great.
What's your name?
Hector.
Hector.
I'm Hector Trin. I'm sorry.
Hector Trin?
No, I'm Hector Trin. I'm a farmer in town.
Okay.
Hawkward knows me. You guys, I suppose. Are you visible?
Corian. Yes, Corian Basilisk.
Standing behind Corian.
I heard you guys are the ones who saved the town, yeah?
That, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I need your help.
Hector, what's...
No one will help me!
Oh.
No one will help me!
What is...
I need your help. I wanted to talk to you in the inn last night, but I don't know. I just...
What help do you need, Hector?
Yes.
My name?
The Town Watch is a bunch of filthy cowards.
They lost some members yesterday.
Okay, that's upsetting. I'm sorry about that. They probably
trying to protect you.
I know that, but you know what? There's other people in this town that need help also. Okay? And sometimes they gotta get out of their tower. They gotta help. Okay?
What help do you need?
There is a member of our town that is missing. Okay? She is missing. And they need to find... Someone needs to find her. Okay? Her name is Felicia Darkwater. She's important to this town. She's a pillar of our community. Okay? And if she isn't found and not back... He turns away. He's getting really, really emotional.
I put my hand on his shoulder.
I just need her brought back. I need her back.
Do you have feelings for her?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
What's in it for me?
I'm a farmer. I don't have much.
Is she related to someone in the town? You said she's a linchpin or she's a something? She's
a pillar of the community. She was an adventurer in her younger years. Yeah, like yourselves. You want to help out a fellow adventurer.
Is it possible she's just on an adventure?
No, she doesn't adventure anymore. No, she's...
She's old.
She's... I wouldn't say that. But she, she's fine with a bow. Bow and arrow. She's a ranger. She's the town ranger. And when that city watch won't step up and protect our town, she does. Because she can. And that's where she is. She's out protecting us, but she's been gone too long. I've got nowhere else to turn.
Hector, my question would be, have you any idea where she's gone?
I do.
Oh.
Oh, I do.
Oh, okay, great.
You just have to ask me questions.
Do you have any idea where she's gone?
Yeah. Well, what's her name?
Felicia.
No, I know Felicia.
Oh, yeah.
Hawkward would know.
I yell at Hawkward!
Do I hear it?
Sure.
Corian!
We have a visitor. Would you mind coming, please?
I hobble over and I have... My hands are filthy. Like from just petting my animals.
So it's not manure, it's just from
just,
animals.
Yeah, dust. Yeah. So I'm like, trying to clean them up more than anything. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So I come stumbling forward. I know Hector and Felicia, you would say?
Yeah.
Well, or...
You know Hector. He's a fellow farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hector.
Awkward.
Hector.
It's good to see you.
Okay.
Felicia's missing, and I'm here to beg your help.
Has she died?
I spoke to Bree Warmwater. She's a fellow farmer.
Yes, I know Bree.
Bree told me that she was having livestock disappear, and that she had Felicia look into it for her. So Bree would have more information. You should talk to Bree. I can take you to Felicia's cabin, if you wish. I don't... She may have some information there about where she went, but she told me that she was going to investigate missing livestock. She talked to Bree. Bree gave her information about whatever. I mean, I'm not a ranger. I'm not privy to these things, but...
What is your intention in telling us all this information?
I'm sorry. You weren't here before. I need your help. Because the Hyde Guard is off dealing with some territorial dispute, the Town Guard won't leave their posts. They won't go out and look for her. She's a member of this town. They should go look for her.
Are you aware, Hector, that Felicia does not return the feelings for you?
That is beside the point.
I just was curious.
It's beside the point.
You're potentially correct about that. We will talk to Reeves.
The Reeve.
Reeve.
Well, we were going to go talk to the Reeve.
Oh, okay.
Can't he help illuminate the issue?
He's an appointed official. I don't know what he can do for you, but take taxes from you. So.
Well, then we shall see. Breathe warm water. See what
Please.
We can do.
Please.
I will find it hard pressed to leave my animals.
All right, Hector.
I will send some farmhands over to handle your animals. Is that acceptable?
Why don't you just live here?
I have a farm as well.
Since when?
I'm a farmer tier
too. Oh, that's right. Forgive me. I thought you said he wasn't. Fine, farmhands.
I can spare a farmhand.
That would be the least you could do, seeing as you're asking us to risk our own lives for one life.
Listen, you know what? You bring up a good point. And, I'll pay you. I'll pay you.
I poke my head out from the bear's head. How much?
You! I have everything I have.
What?
I have, to my name, I have 60 gold.
That is measly. We should not take this man's
gold.
That
is not measly.
We'll do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
All I require is your white steed.
And 60 gold.
60 gold.
Yeah, let's pay up front.
Okay. White steed?
Don't you have a white steed?
I do. She's the prize of my steeds.
If we are successful, I will take your steed.
Yes. Yes. I will do it. For Felicia, I will do it.
I'm starting to like this town.
I've changed my mind. I won't take your steed. I just wanted to know how much you cared about this happening. And I'm sorry that you care this much.
Awkward. Thank you.
Yeah.
He comes over and just throws a giant hug over your shoulders.
I don't reciprocate, but I'm not against it. Just don't know how to deal with it.
Well, he's so
you embrace him. You embrace him back.
How?
Just with your arms, just squeeze.
So my hands are filthy.
Sobbing, sure. Oh, thank you.
And I squeeze a little too hard. Like that?
Puck, no, that's too... He's not breathing now. Loosen. That's perfect.
Thank you. Are you staying here?
Yes.
Do you...
Hawkward.
Do you wish to...
I'm sorry.
Come
Hector.
With me and I can pay you.
Why did you say my name?
I mean, I can show you her cabin. I can take you to Bree. Whatever help you need. I want to offer it.
So you're going to give us... You'll give us the gold up front?
Of course.
Perfect.
That's what you asked for, right? That's
how far away is your home from the Reeve?
Well, the Reeve is in the middle of the village.
And you're
and I'm like Hawkward's place here. I'm a farm on the outskirts.
Yes, on the outskirts.
You seem intent. You need to see the Reeve
for something.
I would
like to go to see the Reeve, just because.
Well,
can I take your white steed and go to?
I'll be at the tavern. I'll be at the tavern. You can find me there. When you're done with the Reeve.
And then you'll
pay. Is that agreeable to everyone?
I will pay you at the tavern.
Yes.
Is that agreeable?
Yes. Where did you come from?
You can let go of him.
I was inside the hay. I did not trust you.
Do you know?
She was not sleeping, though.
I was not sleeping.
No. I learned that. Doesn't sleep.
You can roll an insight check if you wish to, if you don't trust me.
All right. Well,
Two plus two.
Two.
Two plus one.
Three.
To you, I am very sincere.
I trust you now.
Okay. Oh, heavens be blessed.
Hector, one thing I ask. If we do rescue this fair maiden.
She is very old.
This old maiden.
She's not that old.
She's old for a human.
This ranger.
She's a half-elf. She's not totally...
Oh, so she still looks good for her age.
She's a half-elf, I didn't know. Forgive me.
Still looks good
she
for
looks
300.
Good. She's much older than
me. If we
me,
do rescue her, and you... And
when
she,
you rescue her.
When we rescue her, and you and she are bound in some type of ceremony, I would like to perform at the ceremony.
It's highly unlikely.
That I would perform, or that they would get bound?
That they would get bound.
Okay.
Unless she embraced him like I was told to.
Look, this is really weird, but I'm grateful. I'll meet you at the tavern, okay? He's overwhelmed, like he's not really thinking straight, so.
We'll see you there.
Do you need direction to the reeve? Can you find your way?
Oh, I think Hawkward knows.
Oh. Hawkward knows. Of course Hawkward knows.
I'll go to Bree, and then we will go to the reeve.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So you part ways. He skedaddles home, okay? You make your way to Bree.
Yeah. Is it too much to say that, well, like, a couple of us go to Bree and a couple of them go to the reeve? Or... No. Okay, then my suggestion
you
would be...
You could split the party.
I know. I was of all people to do it. It would be my suggestion that in order to maximize our time well, that we go to Bree and that you guys see the reeve.
Sounds good.
We can do that.
Sounds good to me.
We can do that. Who goes first?
Who's closer?
The reeve is closer.
It's us.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay, so you make your way into town. You've gotten directions from Hawkward.
Did she say left at the stump post or right?
So what you're presented with is a manor in town. The reeve is an elected official, no appointed official, who is a representative of the state, the province that you live in. It's a gated home. There are two guards outside the gate.
Great.
With a long walkway up to the front door.
So we go up.
Halt!
To the guard.
Halt.
Hello, guardsman.
What's your business?
Lyle from the watch told us to come talk with the reeve about the incident yesterday.
Lyle.
Yes.
Good.
We slew the beasts.
Good. I'm aware of this. I wasn't sure if we'd see you guys. Give me a moment. One guard stays. He turns his back and walks up the pathway to the house. And he enters. And a very brief time later, he comes out. Yes, gentlemen. The reeve will see you. Lyle's word is good in this town. Follow me. You follow him up into the house. He leads you to, like, a sitting room where you see a man in his 40s. He's, you know, looking over ledgers, as city officials are wont to do. And he looks up at you and he says, Gentlemen, I'm so glad you've made it. I was told by my watch that I should be expecting a visit from some very important people. I was told there would be four of you.
We had some other pressing matters, the others of our group, but we...
Do those matters serve this town?
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
But we did not want to let the opportunity go by without coming to say hello to you.
Yes.
Say it was an honor of ours to help this town.
And quite possible to receive payment, maybe?
Payment.
Just want all the money.
Payment. Yes.
We were wondering if perhaps there was some sort of recompense.
Well, I've already made arrangements with Oscar down at the drop. You are to sleep for free in this town.
I already do so. I perform there. Maybe you've
heard you're
us.
The performer?
Yes.
Ah, yes. I don't get out much. But word gets around that you have some skill.
Thank you.
I may get out. Probably not, though.
Thank you. Well,
probably not. I am very busy. I'm kind of an important person.
We as adventurers and as people who enjoy to help others, we are in need of resources so that we can continue to help others.
This one. I like this one. I am willing to provide those resources for you. I am. I would just hope that you would...
Use them to the benefit of your town.
Of course.
Is that what you were about to say?
Yes. Our town is always in need of strong, capable people. I'm not asking you to join the watch. Don't give me that look. But to have you nearby, these are crazy times.
These are. You would like to have us on retainer.
If that's how you wish to put it. Yes.
Oh.
What were you about to say? Come now, Reeve.
Retainer is not something I was initially prepared to entertain. We could negotiate. But... it just comforts me to know that there are people such as yourselves who are amongst us. Wargs coming at our gates?
Who would have thought?
Wargs? There's whisperings of dark dealings amongst us.
Yes.
There are. There's fear of enchanted dead. Terrible things.
I hear your ranger Felicia has gone to investigate.
I have heard the same. If we lose her, that's troubling for our town.
Yes, switch the attention to Felicia. Yes, it'd be troubling to this town if we were to lose Felicia.
Indeed. Well, let me give you the 50 gold that I wish to pay you for dealing with our war problem.
Wonderful. That would be 50 for me.
50 for you.
And 50
all.
For my friend.
I'm sorry. No.
And 50 for...
50 for your group.
Reeve, what's it worth to you that we bring your head ranger back? Would it be 50... 50 a head.
You're putting me in a terribly awkward position. You understand that?
I understand.
No.
I just want your people to be protected.
Are you shaking me down? Is that what's happening here?
No. I just know how important Felicia is after talking with so many of your
folks. She is important. She does a service for this town. She's not part of the City Watch. We don't pay her. She is a resident of our town who steps in and helps. A first line of defense because of her kind heart.
But you don't care about her.
I care about her as I do anybody else in this town.
So she must be worth a lot to you.
Well, my wife and my child are worth a lot to me.
Yes.
Felicia, I mean, she's a resident.
A resident who protects.
Who does a lot for this town.
What we're trying to say here, Reeve, is
I think I know what you're trying to say.
Is that in order for us to help protect this town, we need the resources.
Hmm. Indeed.
And you need Reeve.
How about I offer you resources, in addition to the gold, in the form of,
weapons.
Mandated discounts. Say, with the blacksmith.
Or I would appreciate that.
The goods. The general store.
Yes, 50% off.
I can do that. I will provide you a writ.
Writ away,
is this acceptable to you?
Maybe.
What do you want to do?
See if there's something he's hiding.
Yeah, see if there's something you're hiding.
Insight.
Insight, yes. That one.
D20, add your insight modifier.
Yes.
Woo!
16.
You sense that he is... He's holding back a little.
He is, isn't he?
As I mentioned earlier, this town is a prosperous village.
And what do you do to make it so rich in this town?
Well, it's a really odd question, but there are plentiful times with our farms. There are plentiful times with our economy in general. We have the new mill, so our farmers are able to mill their own grain and cut out much of the expense of the middleman, a miller elsewhere, as they take their goods off to Pite, to the market.
Yes, I've been to Pite.
And we collect a good... don't look at me like that.
No, I understand.
These towns and villages don't run themselves.
Yes.
No. There needs to be coin to pay the watch, to pay...
Consider us a super watch.
Super watch.
Yes.
50 gold for your party.
Per person.
I can't afford that.
What can you afford?
As I said, 50 gold for your party and a writ providing discount throughout the town.
Yeah.
How about 30 gold per person?
There's two of you.
There are four of us.
I see two.
If this is such a prosperous town...
Give me a persuasion check.
I just thought. Do with it.
Coming at you, bro.
That's a one.
Oh my god.
Failure. 50 gold for your party. 50 gold for your party. Gold is valuable.
Gold is valuable. And the 50% off.
And the discount is valuable as well. I rolled really high, so you needed to. I'm a shrewd negotiator.
Human lives are valuable too.
Humans and dwarves and elves and gnomes and halflings.
Yes.
All of them.
And they look
even tieflings.
Yes. Even tieflings.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, Rave.
Absolutely. Please. I mean no offense.
Dang.
I'm just saying, it would look very bad on your prosperous town if one of your citizens went missing and never returned.
Look, we are spread thin. There is a territorial dispute, as I'm told. They took the whole Hydeguard. All we've got left are the watch, and we lost two last night, which you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
You would have lost more.
We don't have the resource to find Felicia. I wish we did.
You don't have the human resource. The
manpower.
The physical manpower.
Yeah, we have not right now.
You must be like you're very quick to drop Felicia. It must be something.
I'm not dropping Felicia. No.
Can I do another perception check?
Well, what do you want to do?
See if he's hiding Felicia. Oh, yeah, so,
if he has information about her?
Yeah, but he's not telling us.
He has no extra information.
Okay.
Well, I'll just tell you that.
Then I guess I won't do that.
Look. I'll tell you what I'll do.
Bye, Felicia.
I'll give you 70 gold. Plus the writ of discount, 50%.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And my eternal gratitude for your service and any future service you might provide our town.
Great. We'll visit you again.
Yes, we will.
Look forward to it. Guards, they will show you out. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Reeves.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Shall we wait for the writ?
Shrewd. Inkwell. Blup, blup. You have your writ.
Oh, thank you.
Mark that in your inventory, because I'm going to forget it. Hawkward and Tolov. Your way through town, around town. You care not, you don't typically care to be in town, do you?
If you
can help it?
Well, it's more that people don't, I don't converse well with them, so it's not like it. I'm gonna go like as the crow flies. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You're walking, takes you probably an hour to get around the village to Bree's farmstead. Yeah.
Bree.
Okay, wait. I'm coming.
You're banging on the door?
Yeah.
She opens up. Oh, Hawkward, it's you.
Bree.
Oh, it's your friend.
This is Tolov.
Very good to meet you. Bree is a halfling, another 3.5 foot tall, sweet-looking, plump face, hard worker. Clearly a very hard worker. How can I help you?
Your fields are looking excellent, Bree. Your animals seem to be somewhat happy. There is a cow, however.
You have helped in the past with my animals, and I appreciate it.
I am a healer of animals when I want to be. Your cow, however, is pregnant. It's important, Bree, that you provide us with information on Felicia Darkwater. Apparently she is missing.
Tell us where the girl is.
Oh.
That was a very... Hector seems to be forlorn.
Hector.
Is there any validity to his statement
regarding
of her missing?
Yes. She came and visited me. My sheep, probably 2 or 3 sheep every week for the past 2 weeks. Three weeks. I can't afford to lose sheep. They were missing every night. And whatever took them, they went off to the valley. They must have gone. I mean, I'm not a tracker. I don't know anything about tracking. But their muddy, filthy footprints are going off in that direction.
They are footprints or are they paw prints? We slayed wargs yesterday.
No. Wargs?
Two.
Two wargs?
More than.
Three wargs.
Three?
Counting is not my strong suit and apparently not yours. Neither here nor there.
I need to build a bigger fence. Huh. No. No paw prints. These are... I don't know. I don't know what they are, but they're not paws. They're feet.
So you think Felicia is stealing your animals?
No. No, I don't think that at all.
Then why bring this up?
Well, I asked her to investigate. The City Watch is busy, and she did. I told her what I just told you about, you know, the directionality of where I feel like they're going. I don't know these things. She did what she does. She went out, she sniffed around, she looked at tracks, she disappeared to her home for a period of time, then she came by and told me, I'm off. I will track this out. I will find them. I don't know how rangers do this thing. They're mysterious folk.
But you were the last to see her.
I was. Well, I assume I was. Am. I was.
This does not bode well for this town of Renfield. They are severely under humans and dwarved and halflings to fulfill any dangerous need here. And I would not be happy if my animals were also to be stolen. Bree.
Yes.
I'm sorry. We will help.
Thank you. I mean...
Build a fence, my God.
Well, yes, you're right.
These animals are very important.
I mean, they're everything to me. They're my livelihood. They're damn near my family.
That is why I care for you, Bree, as well.
Well, how can I...
There's nothing you can do. Goodbye.
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 I don't trust her.
Can you elaborate on that?
She's untrustworthy.
Would you like me to go back and see, shake her down for more information?
Yes.
Bree! Bree!
Awkward!
I sense that you're not being completely honest with us.
I think I've shared with you everything I know.
I said that I would shake her, so I'd like physically shake her.
Come with me. I'll show you. Come with me.
Yes.
And she takes you probably a good 200 yards on the backside of her farm from the structure of the land that you can see. It begins to slowly become these kind of rolling hills. And off in the distance, you can see they become more than just rolling hills. They become kind of craggy. Yeah, and she takes you. She says, look, look, all around, right? My sheep, this must be where they're going. I mean, look at these footprints. Look at this grass. I mean, that's, I don't know what that over there is. It stinks. It's probably...
Ah, is there any of her animals around?
Yeah.
I'd like to speak with them.
Mmm.
The closest animal. Okay. Like, closest sheep.
Okay.
Does the sheep have a name?
So you cast Speak with Animals on yourself?
Yes.
Are you asking its name?
Yes, what is your name?
You're going to make me...
No, I'm just asking you what your name is. It doesn't have to necessarily be a bot or...
I didn't sign up for this, Eric. My name! I don't have a name. I'm sheep.
I will rectify that. You are sheep number one.
Number one.
That is the name I will give you.
I love it.
I'm glad you do. I have to ask you, do you feel safe on this farm?
No.
Can you elaborate?
There are creatures.
Can you describe them?
They're...
I understand that you're experiencing trauma. Sometimes
I have never seen them before.
You have not. Not common.
No.
Do they have a distinct coloring?
They are short, like my master. But they are not like my master.
Are they humanoid?
I'm going to assume she knows what that means.
Sure.
Yeah, two arms, two legs, walk uprightly.
Do they look like me?
Yes. Yes, they are ugly.
Ugly is in the eye
terrifying.
Of the beholder, number one.
They're ugly.
Got it.
And they are purple.
Purple.
And blue.
Purple and blue.
And they smell awful, and they steal family.
It is important that you protect your herd. You are unable to be helped by any humanoids here. It is important that you stick close to the home.
Yes.
Do so from henceforth.
Yes.
Sorry, Harcourt, what's going on right now?
The animals have spoken to me. That is number one. I know what we must do.
I don't follow.
And I trudge away. Not sure if you're following or not, but go to the direction of the Reeve.
Okay, so you head back into town.
Yeah.
I stand there for a second, go, and then I follow.
Yeah. We can assume, too, that you
So right about now, question. It's probably... Oh, it's probably 9:30 in the morning. So, you make your way to the Reeve. They're not there. They have made their way to the tavern.
Is there anyone that may be able to tell us this information, or do we know that they're at the tavern?
There are guards at the gate.
Have you seen...
Halt!
You know me,
Hawkward.
Richard.
Hello.
Richard.
How can I help you, Hawkward?
You do this job too well.
I am paid for one thing and one thing only. Hawkward.
Understood.
How can I help you?
You could be so much more. I'm looking for two distinctly different-looking humanoids.
Oh, yes. They were here, and they left with odd smiles on their faces.
Is that something you're paid for to know?
To observe?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, just curious, Richard. What do I look like right now?
They were talking about going to the tavern.
Excellent.
What do you look like?
I'm just curious.
You look like you need a bath. Ooh. I'm not going to lie, Hawkward.
You're not wrong. I turn and go to the tavern. This is my friend. Goodbye.
See ya.
So, you all find your way to the tavern, and Hector is there.
Yes. Hector.
You've taken care of your business?
We have taken care of your business. Have you brought the business?
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Perfect.
60 gold, just like I said, right?
Yes.
Right?
Let me count those.
Oh, welcome back.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
It's normal to say hello when someone says hello back to you.
Normal is in the eye of the beholder.
It's also normal.
I've heard stories of beholders. That's nothing to joke about, Hawkward. Come on.
I'm not making a joke. I'm mentally incapable of making a joke.
Yes.
Okay, I know Jelani. Okay. So it's all there, right?
There's 61. Here's one back.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
What did you find out? Oh, that'll be all, Hector. Thank you.
I mean, I want... Okay, how do I...
We'll tell Felicia that you cannot wait for her to get back.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
If there is...
You know where my farm is? Yeah.
If there is an owl at your dwelling within 15 days or a fortnight from now, you will know that we are either dead or we have found her. So the message will be received.
Oh, so there will be a message. So if the owl shows up, he doesn't have to try to figure out.
He might have to, I would assume.
Is he dead or alive?
Why are you trying to ask me more questions?
Okay. Just get back to me, please. And bring my Felicia back.
She's not yours.
Stumbles out.
What did you find out from Bree?
I relay the description and the direction and suggest that it's our first lead and that we must leave post-haste.
Great. Well, we got some gold.
We did.
Yes.
How
we
much
got weight? 70 gold.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of weight.
And we can get anything at 50% off.
I need nothing but mother oath.
I wouldn't mind going to get some sort of small crossbow before we go on a journey.
That's fire. So now we all gather our things.
Where can we go get weapons in this town?
I believe you were told, have you not? There is
the
Hammerspark, who I can't say
I care
for. Yes.
Let's just go to Delg's really quickly.
Because he's not the only one, but we will go to Delg.
She can't move that quickly.
All right, let's go to Delg Hammersparks.
So you make your way through town, Hawkward leading the way, being a resident of the town, knowing your way in and out. It doesn't take you more than 5 or 10 minutes to walk through town. And you can see this smithy, and there's, it's got a sign out front, Hammer Spark. Has an anvil, there's a hammer hitting it, sparks flashing off of it. Finally made metal wrought sign. As you walk in, the door's wide open, you can hear that pounding, that clink.
I stay outside clink. Because I do not like metal being...
Hawkward stays outside. It's wide open. It's open for business. And you see inside this dwarven man. He is seasoned. He's not old, but he's not young. He's seasoned. And he is, he's as you would expect a blacksmith to look. It's very tan skin, very strong, just, pounding away on his anvil, making his wares.
George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And as you approach, he looks up at you and he says, "Welcome to Hammerspark. What can I do for you?" And that's what we're doing tonight.
And Paula has to make a quick pit stop, so she will not be joining them for that part of the journey. She's going to go see a man about a horse.
Ooh.
A real horse?
Who loves getting
a real horse.
Okay. Okay. So you're heading to the carriage house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or the stable.
The stable.
Yeah, the town stable. I'll make note of that. Okay. And that's where we'll end for tonight.
Thank you for listening to Fractured Role. What will happen next to our adventurers? Come back to my tavern and you'll find out. Don't forget you can also watch us live on Twitch at twitch.tv/fractured role. Again, we thank our patrons. Now, good night. And rest well.